वद।
ॐ सहनौ भवतु, सहनौ भुनक्तु, सहवीर्यं करवावहै, तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु, मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्तिः शान्तिः शान्तिः।
हरिः ओम्। श्री
हरिः
गुरुभ्यो
ओम्,
नमः।
गुरुभ्यो नमः।
गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः। गुरुसाक्षात् परब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। गुरवे सर्वलोकानां ऋषिजे भवरोहिणां नदये सर्वविद्यानां श्रीदक्षिणामूर्तये नमो नमः। हरिः ओम् ओम् तत्सत्। वदतु, ध्येयमन्त्रं वदतु।
पठामि संस्कृतं नित्यं, वदामि संस्कृतं सदा, ध्यायामि संस्कृतं सम्यक्, वन्दे संस्कृतमातरम्। संस्कृतस्य प्रसाराय नैजं सर्वं ददाम्यहम्। संस्कृतस्य सदा भक्तो वन्दे संस्कृतमातरम्। संस्कृतस्य कृते जीवन्, संस्कृतस्य कृते यजन्, आत्मानाहुतं मन्ये वन्दे संस्कृतमातरम्। हिन्दुधर्मं समाजं च पवित्रां संस्कृतिंस्तथा संरक्षय ननु कुर्याम विश्वं शान्तिजगदि
विश्वं शान्तिं समन्वितम्।
विश्वं शान्तिसमन्वितं वन्दे संस्कृतमातरम्। वन्दे संस्कृतमातरम्। वन्दे भारतमातरम्।
आत्मानमाहुतं
आत्मानाहुतं मन्ये वन्दे संस्कृतमातरम्।
वन् मिनिट्। See, if you find difficulty in reading a word or telling a word, you are at liberty to split into two or three. Okay, this Atmanam Ahutam Manye is one single word. It is called Samastapadam. Okay, now Atmana Mahutam Manye. Repeat it.
आत्मानमाहुतं मन्ये।
Yes. Okay. So, what is the meaning of this? With the heart, I am proud to say that Vande Samskrita Mataram. Okay? Okay. And then, second one is Samskritim Satana. Samskritim Sata. Dirgha Vikara Asti Tatra.
Because,
yeah, I told you, Samskritena Samskriti Vardate. That Samskriti is again having Dvitiya Vibhakti over there. So that is why there is a dot on the top. You can see that is Samskritim Stata. Okay.
Dirga.
Dirga Ikarasi. Okay. Okay. No. Continue with Munitraya Vandanam. Padmaja Bhagini.
Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. येनाक्षरसमाम्नायम् अधिगम्य महेश्वरात् कृत्स्नम् व्याकरणम् प्रोक्तम् तस्मै पाणिनये नमः। वाक्यकारम् वररुचिम् भाष्यकारम् पतञ्जलिम् पाणिनीम्
सूत्रकारम् च
पाणिनीम् सूत्रकारम् च प्रणतोऽस्मि मुनित्रयम्।
गुरुरेव गति गुरुमेव भजहि गुरुरेव सदास्मि नमो गुरवे। न गुरो परमं शिशुरस्मि गुरो मतिरस्ति गुरो मम पाहि गुरो। श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। अस्तु, ऐ रिक्वेस्टेड् एव्रिबडी टु ओपन् दिस् शब्दकोशः। Before starting Shabda Koshaha, first we should know what, by what this is made. Okay. There are about 21, that is Eka Vimshati Rupani over there. You can watch. Why it is 7 Eka Vimshati Rupani? Because it is 3 Vachana. Eka Vachana, Dvivachana and Bahu Vachana. And 7 case endings. that is prathama to saptami. For the time being, let us forget about the sambodhana prathama. Okay, so that becomes 7 into 3 is equal to 21, ekavimshati rupani. Okay, all these ekavimshati rupani are the case endings taken place with only namapadani. What is namapadam? Noun in English is called as namapadam. Okay, noun and pronoun both. Only thing, the pronoun is called as sarvanamapadam, and this one is particularly namapadam because you are individualizing somebody. Okay, it need not be only the person, it can be anything. Okay, example, Ramaha is a namapadam. Ramaha is full shabda, it is complete shabda. Okay, if you say only Rama, it has got a different name. And what is it? I'll tell you. Okay, Vrikshaha, Asandaha, Pushpam, Abharanam, Vimanam, Pustakam, Patram. This is all also namapadam. Similarly, Lata, Geeta, Rama, these are also namapadam. Nadi, Saraswati, Parvati, these are also namapadam. Okay? So, it need not be only a person, it can be any word which is included in namapadani. Okay? How many namapadani are there in Sanskritam? More than 1 lakh namapadam are there. Okay? Out of which, any shabda which you are seeing with visargaha generally is rather concluded as the pullinga shabda. Okay, any shabda which is read with visargaha are called as pullinga shabda, and it ends with certain sound, just like akara or ikara or ukara, whatever it. Okay, example, Ramaha. So what is the, what does the leaving the visargaha, how it sounds? It sounds Rama, and Rama is ending with, if you write Rama, Ra plus Ma, is it not? Actually, when you pada chedam, when you do it, that is when you split the word into letters, it has got a different way of writing. But to make you understand, I am shorting it. Okay, so Ra plus Ma will become Rama, which is sound, the sound of the ending sound of the Rama is ending with Akara. Okay, and with Visargaha, it becomes a complete word, complete padam or shabda. Okay, so now when you start narrating Rama padam, Rama shabda, how will you tell? Only the without visarga you will tell, and without visarga, which is called as pratipadikam. And what is pratipadikam? Is the moola shabda of nama padam. Okay, the root word of any nama padam is called as pratipadikam. Okay, so now when you start narrating the shabda, first few shabdas I will narrate it for you, then we can start practicing on that. Okay, so I will ask Balabhat Mahodaya, what is pratipadikam?
Moola shabda is pratipadikam.
Moola shabda of?
Of the kriyapadam. Of the namapadam is pratipadikam. Sorry.
It's called as pratipadikam. Okay. Okay. Now I was talking about ajanta shabda and halanta shabda. Two types of them. Okay. In shabda. What is this ajanta shabda? actually, as per Maheshwara Sutrani, this Aja is not Aja, it is Ach. Ach. Okay, Ach Varnaha. And when you go deep into that Maheshwara Sutrani, what is this Ach? It is nothing but, with this Ach includes all the Swaraha. Right from Akara to Aukara, leaving Anuswaraha, that is Am, and Aha, the Visarga. Leaving these two up to, from A to Au is called as Achi Varnaha. And this Chakara from that Achi Varnaha is converted into Jakara for some Vyakarana reason, and that is because of some Sandhi. That and all we'll learn later. As of now, what we should understand is Achivarnaha are nothing but Swaraha. Okay. How many Swaraha are there, Meenakshi Begini? Meenakshi Begini, are you there or not? Pratibha Begini? Yeah. Kati Swaraha Santi?
Sati.
संस्कृतेन वक्तुं शक्यते वा
त्रयोदश
पूर्णं वदतु पूर्णं वाक्यं वदतु
त्रयोदश स्वराः सन्ति
ओ त्रयोदश स्वराः सन्ति नौ फ्रॉम अकार विल गो विथ दि अच् शब्दाः अजन्त शब्दाः ओके विल गो फॉर अजन्त शब्दाः विल स्टार्ट विथ राम शब्दः First of all, before narrating any Shabdaha, what three things we should know? What are they? Which Anta it belongs to? Second thing, which Linga it belongs to? And what is the Pratipadikam of that? These three things, if you don't remember, these things can be remembered only through written practice. Okay, any Shabda, if you write for five times, while writing, you keep on telling, which will give you an impact of remembrance, where it gets retained there. And three things which you have to remember while narrating a Shabda is Anta. Second one is Linga. And third one is the Pratipadikam of that Namapadam. Understand? Okay. Now let us start with Rama Shabda. How it has to be told, the title has to be told first. Without telling a title, Shabda is totally, it is correct. Even if you tell 100% correctly also, but the 10% of that is left out. So, supposing you attend an exam, and in that exam, they are asking, okay, you write the Ekavimshati Rupani of Rama Shabda. That's all they'll give. So it is our duty to write Akaranta Pullinga Rama Shabda. What is the title for Rama Shabda? Anta is Akaranta.
Akaranta Pullinga Rama Shabda.
Linga is Pullinga and Pratipatikam is Rama. Okay. Akaranta Pullinga Rama Shabda. Shabda is with Visarga. Okay. Not Shabdam or Shabda. If you tell Shabda, wrong. If you tell Shabdam, it goes to other language. That is Tamil. Okay, so you have to tell this way. Akaranta Pullinga Rama Shabdaha. Ramaha Ramau Ramaha. Pratama. Ramam Ramau Raman. Dvitiya. Ramena Ramabhyam Ramaihi. Tritiya. Ramaya Ramabhyam Ramabhyam Chaturthi. Ramata Ramabhyam Ramebhyah Panchami. Sorry. Ramasya Ramayoho Ramanam Sashti. Rame Ramayoho Rameshu Saptami. He Rama. He Ramau. He Ramaha. Sambodhana Pratama. Understood. This is how you have to narrate a Shabda. Okay. And in next few classes, I will take the photo of my book. One particular book is there for Shabda. is called a Shabda Manjari. Actually, you can buy any book for Shabda Manjari. But my individual suggestion, the best book is Vyoma Labs. From Vyoma Labs, you can take a book, rather buy a book. Two books I'll send you, one for Shabda Manjari, and second one is Dhatu Manjari. Dhatu Manjari, you need not buy now. But Shabda Manjari, you can keep it with you for reference, and it's a ready reckoner. Anytime you want any Shabda, Halanta or Ajanta, you can refer to that. And from seeing that, you can keep on practicing. Yeah, N number of Shabdas are given there. Understand? Okay, that was your Atharanta Pullinga Shabda. Now, in using this Akaranta or Ekaranta, there is no Pullinga. Okay, only Strilinga is there. So, let us take an example of Sita Shabda. Akaranta Strilinga Sita Shabda. The Pratipatikam of Sita is Sita only. Rama is Rama only. Lata is Lata only. So, Akaranta Strilinga Sita Shabda goes like this. Sita 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 Ha. Sitam Sita Sita Ha. Dvitiya. Sitaya Sita Bhyam Sita Bihi. Tritiya. Sitayai Sita Bhyam Sita Bhyah. Chaturthi. Sitaya Ha. Sita Bhyam Sita Bhyah. Panchami. Sitaya Ha. Sitayoho Sita Naam. Sashti. Sitayam Sitayoho. Sita Su. Is Saptami. He Sita. He Sita. He Sita Ha. Is Sambodhana Pratama. Okay. Now comes to Napumsakalinga. Let us take Vanam as a Shabda. Okay, that is what I have given in the Kosha. That's why I am teaching you. Here in Napumsakalinga, the Pratipadikam will differ little bit. Okay. Shabda is Vanam, ending with Makara. Okay. But the Pratipadikam is Akara. Vana is the Pratipadikam. Okay, now how to narrate this? Akaranta Napumsakalinga Vana Shabdaha. It is not Akaranta Napumsakalinga Vanam Shabdahana. Okay, Akaranta Napumsakalinga Vana Shabdaha. Vanam Vane Vanani, Vanam Vane Vanani, Vane Vana Bhyam Vanehi, Vanaya Vana Bhyam Vane Bhyam Vana, Vanata Vana Bhyam Vane Bhyam. Vanasya Vaneyoho Vananam, Vane Vaneyoho Vaneshu, He Vana, He Vane, He Vanani. This is how. This Pratama, Dvitiya and all I didn't tell. But you have to tell. Okay. This is how we have to start narrating. So shall we practice? One by one. Let us start with Meenakshi Begini. Rama Shabdaha.
One minute, sir.
Louder. Louder, please.
Akaranta Pullinga Rama Shabdaha. Ramaha Ramau Ramaha Pratama. Ramam Ramau Raman Siddhitiya. Rameda Ramabhyam Ramaihi Siddhitiya. Ramaya Ramabhyam Ramebhyaha Chaturthi. Ramat Ramabhyam Ramebhyaha Panchami. Ramasya Ramayoho Ramanam Shashti. Rame Ramayoho Rameshu Saptami. He Rama, He Ramau, He Ramaha. Sambodhan.
Sambodhana Pratama.
Sambodhana Pratama.
Why it is called a Sambodhana Pratama? Because this Sambodhana Pratama, first of all, is used only for addressing. Okay. He Rama. Okay. He Krishna. He Late. Okay. Like that. Just for addressing, it is used. And what is Pratama? Pratama is used only for a third person. Okay. But to call somebody. So, that means that it is karta. So it lies in the first person, not for third person. In Sanskritam, it is third person. So that is why it is called as Sambodhana Prathama. Understand? Now, Akaranta Strilinga Shabda, Rama Shabda. Can Padmaja Begini try this?
Rama Akaranta Strilinga Rama Shabda. रमा रमे रमाः प्रथमा रमां रमे रमाः द्वितीया रमया रमाभ्यां रमाभिः तृतीया रमायै रमाभ्यां रमाभ्यः चतुर्थी रमायाः रमाभ्यां रमाभ्यः पञ्चमी रमायाः रमयोः रमाणां षष्ठी रमायां रमयोः रमासु सप्तमी रमे हे रमे हे रमे हे रमाः Sambodhana Prathama
Vibhakti. Uttam. Ati Uttama. Okay. Now, Pushpam Shabdaha. Ashwin Mahodaya. Pushpam.
Akaranta Pushpa. Akaranta Pushpa. Napumsakalinga. Pushpam.
Kim Shabdaha. What Shabda?
Pushpa.
Ah. So, akarant napumsakalinga pushpa shabda.
Pushpam, pushpe, pushpani, prathama. Pushpam, pushpe, pushpani, dvitiya. Pushpena, pushpabhyam, pushpehi, tritiya. Pushpaya, pushpabhyam, pushpabhya. Chaturthi.
Pushpena pushpabhyam pushpaihi.
Pushpaihi.
Pushpena. 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 Nakara. Tata dadana. It is not tata dadana. It is tata dadana. Panchamahavarna of two. Tavarga. Okay. Pushpena.
Pushpena.
Pushpabhyam.
Pushpena pushpabhyam. Pushpabhya.
Pushpaihi.
Pushpehi.
Tritiya.
Tritiya. Oh, I'm sorry. Tritiya. Okay, yes. Pushpaya. Pushpabhyam. Pushpebhya.
Pushpebhya.
Pushpebhya. Chaturthi. Pushpat. Pushpabhyam. Pushpebhya. Panchami. Pushpasya. Pushpasya. Pushpeyo. Pushpe pushpanam
pushpanam
pushpanam pushpanam shashti pushpe pushpayoho pushpeshu saptami
he pushpa he pushpani
sambodhana
he pushpa he pushpani
हे पुष्पे हे पुष्पाणि संबोधनम प्रथम विभक्ति
यस डिड यू पीपल हैव अ डाउट इन दिस एनी डाउट इन दिस पद्मजा भगिनी
नो महोदय
नो विद्या भगिनी
नो महोदय
नो सी वनेन वनाभ्याम वनेहि There it is, nakara is seen there. Tritiya. Okay, similarly in Shashti Bahuvachanam, vananam is there. That is, tu varga is, the panchama varna of tu varga is given there. Okay, but when it goes to pushpa shabdaha, you can see that tritiya ekavachanam as pushpena. I told you it is takara. Tata dadana. It is not the tavarga nakara nasti. Why? Is the question now.
The Mahodaya aham prayatnam karomi.
Yeah, vadatu vadatu.
Shabde nakara asti chet, nakarasya purvam yadi ra
शयम भवति चेत् नकारः नकारां परिवर्तनं भवति.
उत्तमानि प्रयत्नानि. ऐ विल् क्लियर् इट् टु एव्रिबडि. सी इन् एनि वर्ड् इन् एनि संस्कृतं वर्ड् एण्ड् फस्ट् थिङ्ग् य र लावा साषा सः इस् देर् नो अवर्गीय व्यञ्जनानि. दिस् र इस् नाट् काल्ड् एस् र, इट् इस् काल्ड् एस् रेपः. There is no rakara in Sanskritam. It is called, it should be read as repaha only. Okay. In a Sanskritam word, if you see repaha, rukara and shakara. There are two types of shakara. You know that, no? Sha, sha, sa, 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 ha. That is, first two shakara is shanmukha shakara. And the second one is ishvara shakara. When you write ishvara, that second shakara has to be used. And when you write Shanmukha, that first shakara has to be used. So if you see three letters, that is, one is Repaha, second one is Rikaraha. Yeah, that is, Rishi, Rishayaha. Okay, when you see that Rikara and Shanmukha shakaraha, the and if that word is ending with a nakara, that nakara is converted into nakara. So that is why pushpam, what it has got? Shanmukha shakara in between, is it not? So that nakara is converted to nakara. That is why it is pushpena pushpabhyam pushpaihi. Okay, in Shashti Bahuvachanam, it is pushpasya pushpayoho pushpanam. Understood? Is there any doubt now, other than the nakara getting converted to nakara because of some reasons? Anybody? Padmasini Begini, Pratibha Begini, are you all clear?
Yes, sir.
Please
not
explore.
Really, sir.
No,
not clear.
Not clear. I know that. I knew that. Mohan, Meena Mohan Begini, no? Meena Mohan Begini. See, if you take a Sanskritam word, same, let us take the same Pushpam, okay, and Vanam, which is known word to you. Pushpam is flower, Vanam is forest, okay. In Vanam, can you see any Repaha there? No. Can you see any Rikara over there?
No, no Ra or Ra.
No, you should not say Ra henceforth. It is Repaha. Okay,
Repaha.
No Repaha, no Rikara, and no Shanmukha Shakara. These three are not there in Vanam.
Vanam.
Okay, so that is why, and if the letter, if the word is ending with Nakara, that is Vanena, Tritiya Ekavachanam. See the table. Okay, see the table and listen to me. Vanena, and if you come to Pushpam Shabdaha, okay, take this Pushpam Shabdaha into your mind now. Is there Shakara in that?
Yes. Shakara is there.
And what is the Tritiya of that Pushpa Shabdaha? Tritiya Ekavachanam of Pushpena.
Pushpena.
So, instead of Pushpena, it is Pushpena. Why? Because of that Shakara, the Nakara is converted into Nakara.
Okay.
Now you're clear?
Yes, now clear.
Very good.
Thank you, sir.
Why thank you? It is my duty to clear you. Okay, now we'll go for leaving other Shabdas for the next class to be practiced. Ikaranta, Ikaranta, Ukaranta, Ukaranta, many antas are there, up to Aukara. Whatever is given in the table only we'll learn. We'll not go deep into that, okay? Five more Shabdas. That is, the fourth Shabda which we are going to learn is Asmat Shabdaha. What is Asmat Shabdaha? It is Aham, Avam, Vayam. Ekavachana, Vivachana and Bahuvachana. What is aham? Everybody knows what is aham. Because everybody has got that aham.
I.
Everybody has got that aham. Aham thangaraha. If that aham is not there for a human being, he will not grow. There cannot be seen a growth in a human being if that person doesn't have a ahankaraha innate in him or her. Why? Because ahankara is a motivator. Okay. See, in a classroom, a student is not learning. How to make him learn? That is, he's a backbencher. Always a notorious fellow, thinking of doing something in doubt, not concentrating on the studies like this. So the parents get worried and teacher get worried. How to motivate this fellow? There are five ways to motivate, is it not? For motivation, there are five methods. Everybody knows that, no? Because all are elderly people who have experienced lot many things. Sama Beda Dana Danda Nidana. These are the five ways. And what is this Sama Beda Dana Danda Nidana? It's nothing but a motivator. Okay. That is either you should discuss or rather advice. That is Sama. Or you have to discuss Beda. Sama Beda Dana. That is, you have to give something for motivating. Danda. Start beating him. And if nothing is working out, the last resort is what? Nidana. Keep quiet. Okay. Allow him to do the mistake, and one fine day he himself or might not realize. Okay. Now let us come to the topic. Asmat Shabda. Immediately, people may ask, sir, it is Dakaranta Asmat Shabda. Where is it? I cannot see any Dakara here. You cannot see the Dakara in Asmat Shabdaha or Yushmat Shabdaha. That is again due to Padini Maharishi's Vyakaranam. It's a very deep subject. Let us not go into that. Just understand only one thing. Asmat Shabdaha means it is Dakaranta Asmat Shabdaha. Trilingeshu. Why it is Trilingeshu? Because aham, I am a male. I am telling aham. It is Pullinga. Beena Mohan Begini says aham. She is a female. So it belongs to her also. Suppose a tree is telling, or a pushpam is telling aham. A pushpam is telling aham. So that is Napumsakalinga. Is it not? You got it? Got the point? Everybody? So that is why aham, that is Aspat Shabdaha and Yushmat Shabdaha, both are Trilingeshu. In all the Trilinga, it is Samanam. It is equivalent. Okay. Now, Dakaranta Asmat Shabdaha, to be narrated like this. Dakaranta Asmat Shabdaha. Mahamavam Mayam. Pratama. Mahamavam Asman. Dutiya. Maya Avabhyam Asmabihi. Tritiya. Mahyamavabhyam asmabhyam chaturthi, matavabhyam asmat panchami, mama avayoho asmakam shashti, mayi avayoho asmatsu is saptami. There is no sambodhana prathama over here. Even in Yushmat Shabda, you will not get sambodhana prathama. Why? Padmaja Begini will highlight, tell the answer.
We can't call ourselves. Hey,
yes. neither Tvam also cannot be addressed as Prathama. Because hey, Tvam. You cannot tell. Is it not? So that is why there is no. It is otherwise called as Sarvanama Shabda. Okay. It is called as. What other Shabdas are called as? Nama Padam. Nama Shabda. Okay. This is Sarvanama Shabdaha. So that is noun and this is pronoun. Okay. Aham avam vayam, mam avam asman, maya avabhyam asmabhi, mahyam avabhyam asmabhyam, mat avabhyam asmat, मम अवयोः अस्माकं मयि अवयोः अस्मासु इस् अस्मत् शब्दः नौ विज्ञा नागि नटिक् भगिनी विल् रीड् दट् युष्मत् शब्दः
अस्तु महोदय दकारान्तत्रिलिङ्गः युष्मत् शब्दः त्वं यूवां यूयं प्रथमा त्वां युवां युष्मान् द्वितीय त्वया युवाभ्यां युष्माभिः तृतीय तुभ्यं युवाभ्यां युष्मभ्यं चतुर्थी त्वत् युवाभ्यां युष्मत् पञ्चमी तव युवयोः युष्माकं षष्ठी त्वयि युवयोः युष्मासु सप्तमी
उत्तमम् उत्तमम् ऐ वाण्ट् यु पीपल् टु डू होम्वर्क् only for that namapadam akaranta pullinga no doubt I'll put it in the whatsapp also akaranta strilinga and akaranta napumsakalinga these three shabdas one shabda other than the shabda which is given in the kosha okay you can take the same this one also if you write a different shabda equivalent to that I'll be happy to see that if you are not able to the same shabda can be taken up and written as a homework fine now two more I told five shabdas we'll take up other than this nama padani we have taken asmat shabda which is aham avam vayam as a prathama aham is singular me avam is we two okay vayam is we all aham is myself avam is we too and vayam is we all meena mohan bagini can you explain what is aham avam vayam
aham means I avam we too vayam we all
very good and that is prathama okay now yushmat shabda is tvam yuvam yuyam tvam is you yuvam is you too and yuyam is you all okay ekavachana divachana and bahuvachana so whenever you see this duality the divachana comes there understand whenever you see a two figure okay whether it is say for example there are two Ramas standing. Two Ramas are standing there. How will you tell this? Dvau Ramau Tishtataha. Okay. I'll come to that. Tishtati, Tishtataha, Tishtanti. That and all is nothing but Lakara. We'll take up later. For as of now, Tvam is you. Tvam Yuvam is you too. And yuyam is you all. Aham is me. Avam is we too. And vayam is we all. Okay. Now, few more. Brother, let us take up only the tad shabdaha. The rest of the other, we'll take it up in the next class. There is some other sarvanama shabdaha, which we have learnt earlier also. What is saha, what is sa, what is sat and all we learnt. Okay. Saha is used for the faraway personification. Similar, that is for pullinga. Then sa for strilinga, which she is far away. And tat, which is nothing but somehow napumsakalinga, is indicated, which is far away. Okay. Similarly, for a nearby, it will become एषः एषा एतत् ओके फार् सः विच् इस् फार् अवे एण्ड् सा वेर् इस् पुल्लिङ्गे सा फार् अवे न स्त्रीलिङ्गे अण्ड् तत् फार् अवे नपुंसकलिङ्गे फार् द नियर् बै इट् इस् नथिङ्ग् बट् एषः एषा एतत् ओके So now when you learn this tad shabda in pullinga strilinga and napumsakalinga all the 21 rupani for that, you naturally you will come to know what is etad shabdah. Tad etad. Okay. Tad etad. Okay. Now the question comes. Tat is given there as napumsakalinga, as a far away. For an napumsakalinga shabda. And here the ending is dakara. See, vyakaranam, that takara is converted to dakara due to a particular sandhi called as jashtva sandhi. That we learn later. As of now, you just remember, for sarvanama shabdaha, dakara is the ending. Da, ta, tha, da, dha, na. Okay. So, in tu varga, ta varga, what is that dakara, where it comes? The second letter of that tavarga. Mrudu vyanjanam. That is softly told. Okay. So, now how it is to be narrated? Pratibha Bhagini.
Dakarantaha pullingaha tat shabdaha saha taute pratama tam tau tan dvitiya tena tapyam taihi tritiya tasmai tapyam tebhyaha chaturthi tasmat tapyam tebhyaha panchami tasya tayoho tesham shashti tasmin tayoho teshu saptami.
Uttamam. Atti uttam. Okay. Now strilingi Balabhat Mahodaya.
Dakaranta strilingaha tad shabdaha sa te taha tam te taha taya tabhyam tabihi tritiya tasyai tabhyam tabhyaha chaturthi tasyaha tabhyam tabhyaha panchami tasyaha tayoh tasam shasti tasyam tayoh tasu saptami.
Uttamam. Atti uttamam. Why there is no prasambodhana pratama here, Balavat Maudhya? You cannot see sambodhana pratama here, no?
No, no.
Why?
Tad shabda, right?
Video udghatayitam vadato.
Yeah. E. E. Tat. Tat. Dure asti, right? Tat. Sa. Na janami mahodaya.
No problem, no problem. See, only in Namapadam you will get Sambodhana Prathama.
Obviously.
Okay, this is called as Sarvanamapadam.
Yeah,
okay. Okay, and Namapadam means what? Addressing somebody, the third person. To address somebody only you will use the third person, is it not? Hey Rama, hey Late, hey Vriksha, hey, hey Chandrama, like that. But when you say Saha or Sa or Tat, you cannot say hey Saha. Is it not? And when that is also used, you know, that Visarga is going away. You see, for example, in Rama Rama, Rama Shabdahan, Hey Ramaha is not told. Hey Rama is the Sambodhana Pratama Ekavachanam. Okay? So, similar. So, here also you cannot say Hey Sa. You cannot say that.
Yeah.
Because it is generalized. And when it is Namapadam, it is individualized. That is why that is noun and this is pronoun. Understand?
Got
so that is the Sambodhana Prathama cannot be there in Sarvanama Shabdaha.
Shabdaha.
Fine. Understood? Now Napumsakalinga Padmasini Begiri.
Tat Prathama Tat Te Tani. द्वितीय तत् ते तानि तृतीय तेन ताभ्यां तैः
तैः
तैः चतुर्थीः चतुर्थी तस्यं
तस्मै
तस्मै ताभ्यां तेभ्यः पञ्चमी तस्मात् ताभ्यां तेभ्यः षष्ठी तस्य तायो तायोः
तायोः न तयोः
तयोः तेषां सप्तमी तस्मिन् तयोः तयोः तेषु
सप्तमी वेरि गुड् उत्तमानि प्रयत्नानि ऐ विल् रीड् फर् यु वन्स् मोर् दकारान्त नपुंसकलिङ्ग तद् शब्दः तत् ते तानि प्रथमा तत् ते तानि द्वितीया तेन ताभ्यां तैः तृतीया तस्मै ताभ्यां तेभ्यः चतुर्थी तस्मात् ताभ्यां तेभ्यः पञ्चमी तस्य तयोः तेषां षष्ठी तस्मिन् तयोः तेषु सप्तमी हियर् यु केन् अब्सर्व् वन् थिङ्ग् पद्मासिनी भगिनी वाट् टु टेल् संथिङ्ग्
हौ टु बै हर्ट् दिस् memorize this
for Mohalaya. No, you need not by heart. Automatically it comes. You have to just practice, that's all. While practicing, keep writing. While writing, you keep telling. Okay, when you're practicing, you will write, no? One or two times or three times to your interest. You may write even 100 times. That is your lookout. So, when you start practicing, you'll start writing. Okay? When you start writing, you will tell louder. Just like me, say if you start practicing, say, this same Dakaranta, Napumsakalinga, Tatu Shabdaha, Tatu Te Tani Pratama. So when you write Tatu, Tatu Te Tani, first you have to make the column properly. From, that is the three columns for Ekavachana, Divvachana and Bahuvachana. Then left hand side, Pratama, Dvitiya, Tritiya, Chaturthi, Panchami, Shashti, Saptami. You have to write everything. Then start write the title. title you will write? Dakaranta Napumsakalinga Tad Shabdaha. Tat Te Tani, Tat Te Tani, Tena Dabhyam Taihi, Tasmai Dabhyam Tebhyaha, Tasmat Dabhyam Tebhyaha, Tasya Tayoho Tesham, Tasmin Tayoho Teshu. Like that, you have to tell louder. Then only it will be getting registered into your mind, brain. Remembering. That is smarati and smarayati, I told you, no? So, smaranam is possible only when you write and tell. Okay? Minimum of 2 to 3 times you practice, automatically goes and registered. You need not remember anything. Whenever you want to recall, it will come automatically. The power of Sanskritam is that. Here I wanted to highlight one more point. You observe this Napumsakalinga. Tat Te Tani, Tat Te Tani. There are two, Prathama and Dvitiya are looking similar. Can you see that?
Yes.
Yeah. There is a difference in these two. Though it looks similar, there is a difference in these two, Prathama and Dvitiya. What is the difference? We'll come to know very soon. When we start learning Vibhakti, okay? When the topic Vibhakti is taken, we'll start with only Dvitiya. At that time, you will come to know why this Prathama and Dvitiya, Ekavachana, Dvivachana and Bahuvachana are similar, okay? That you will come to know. So, as of now, this Shabda Kosha, let us keep it aside. Enough. Last class, I think you were taught this yeshaha yesh yete. What is the ekavachanam and bahuvachanam, and especially for prathama and shashti they have taken dakaranta shabdaha etat shabdaha. First they have taken only the etat shabdaha. Okay, 1 minute, I'll adjust this. Thank you. Can you all see the screen?
Om Mahodaya.
Astu.
Om Mahodaya.
Dakaranta etad shabdah. Just now we learnt dakaranta tad shabdah which we have learnt. At the same time I explained what is the difference between tad and etad. Okay. Any one of you can explain. I'll call out the name. Meena Mohan beginning. What is the difference between tad and etad?
Tad means that. Etad means this.
Okay. I don't want explanation in English. You just give an example and in Sanskritam, if possible, at it.
Tat pustagam.
Okay.
Etat angani.
Etat angani. Angani is e karan sa sri linga shabda.
Okay.
This tad shabda is used only for napumsaka linga.
Etat vriksham.
Vriksham. Vriksham is not a Sanskrit, napumsaka linga word. Vrikshaha is the shabda.
Vriksha.
So etat, when it is...
Tat vrikshaha.
Listen. When it is vrikshaha, it comes under akaranta pullinga shabda. Okay. Vriksham is okay. Not told. That is in Tamil. Okay. Agar vriksha irukka paaru. That is the sentence. Okay. So the same sentence, if it is told in Sanskritam, tatra ekaha vrikshaha
asti
pashyato. That is, I am translating your Tamil sentence, which I told now. That is, anga oru vriksham irukku paaru, because of that vriksham word which you took. That is Tamil. But same thing when it's told in Sanskritam, anga tatra. Okay. Oru, ekaha.
Ekaha.
Vriksham is nothing but vrikshaha. Okay.
Tatra, ekam, vrikshaha.
Irk, asti.
Asti.
Paru, pashyato.
Pashyato.
Understand? So, vriksham is not the word. It is the wrong word in Sanskritam. It is akaranta pullinga shabdaha. Okay, now I wanted to do you to tell the differentiation of tad and etad. Tad is told for napumsaka linga, told for far away, just like saha or sa. Saha in pullinga, sa in strilinga, and tad in napumsaka linga. Okay, the same
okay.
when it is told for nearby subject, it becomes. Etad.
Etad.
Etad shabda is, starts with yeshaha, yesha, etad.
Etad.
Okay. So etad for nearby and tad for far away.
Far away.
Saha for far away and yeshaha for nearby. Okay. Sa for far away, that is pullinga. So the sa for far away in strilinga. And yesha for nearby in strilinga. Got it?
Okay.
No confusion, no?
No confusion.
Okay.
But
Meenakshi beginning?
Difficult to memorize, that's all.
Yeah.
Yes,
no memory.
Clear.
Purilia.
Clear,
sir.
Om Mahodaya, I understood.
Samyak. Uttam. Padmasini Begni, any problem? Any difficulty in understanding?
No, Mahodaya, understood.
Not able to hear you people. Meenakshi Begni and Padmasini Begni, they are not audible. They have to correct their... I don't know whether they are using this wired headphones or not.
No, I am not using.
That is the problem. I request you to use it. See, Ashwin Mahodaya or Bala Bhatt Mahodaya or Meena Mohan Mahodaya or Pratibha Begni, Vidya Begni. When they talk, it is clear because they use it. If you don't use it, it is the audibility doesn't reach. The bandwidth is, will become far bigger. That is why we are not able to get it cleared. It's your lookout. I can really request you to do that. Okay, now what was our topic? Yeah, here. Yeah. So, Yeshaha. What is the Bahuvachanam for Yeshaha? What is the Bahuvachanam for
Ete?
Saha. Ete is given there. Now, I answer my question. What is the Bahuvachanam for Saha? Let us start with Ashwin Mahodaya.
Te.
Here it is given, Yeshaha Ete, Ekavachanam, Bahuvachanam for Prathama. Just now we learned the Sarvanama Shabda, Tadushabdaha. Okay. Pulling A it is, see, here Yeshaha is also pulling only. Okay. Yeshaha, Yetau, Ete is the Prathama. Ekavachana, Dvivachana and Bahuvachana. But the Dvivachana, let us not concentrate now, but in between I will tell, because I am used to it. So, Yeshaha, Yetau, Yete is the Ekavachana, Dvivachana and Bahuvachanam for Yetata Shabdaha. Same Sarvanama Shabdaha. And which indicates the nearby object. Okay. Now the same, which is far away object, that Shabda is called as Tad Shabdaha. Only the Ekara goes away. Which just now we learned, what will be the Pullinga for Tadu Shabdaha, Ekavachanam, Ashwin Mahodaya.
Saha Taute.
Very good. Uttamam. Just Pratama is enough. Okay. And now let us go to the Pratama. Tadu Shabdaha, Sri Linga. Padmasini Begni. Sri Linga. सा
एषा
एषा एते
एते
एषा एते एताः
एषा एते एताः
दट् इस् फार् एतत् शब्दः विच् इस् गिवन् इन् द स्क्रीन् यु केन् सी न विभक्ति एकवचनं बहुवचनं स्त्रीलिङ्गे केन् यु सी न
Yes, Mahodaya.
Pratama is Yesha, which is Ekavachanam. Dvivachanam is not given there. Is Yetau, sorry, Yete, and Yetah is the Bahuvachanam. Okay. Now I'm asking you to tell, this is Yetata Shabdaha, Pratama. This, now just we have, what we have narrated is the Yetata Shabdaha Pratama. Okay. Which starts like this, Esha, Ekavachanam, Etau is Dvivachanam, and Etaha is the Bahuvachanam. The same, which is indicating the nearby object, first Vilinga. And the object which is being indicated far away, that Shabda is called as Tad Shabdaha, and it starts with Sa, Te, Saha. Just now we learnt, is it not? Dakaranta Strilinga Tadashabdaha Satetaha Pratama. Padmasini Begini.
Haan, Mahodaya.
Clear or not?
Yes, Mahodaya, clear. Clear.
Yes, yes. Now, I'm sorry. Meenakshi Begini will tell एतत् शब्दः नपुंसकलिङ्ग्
एतत् एतद् एतानि
एतद् एते एतानि
एतत् एते एतानि
प्रथमविभक्ति which indicates the far away Napumsakalinga object. Okay. Now, you tell what will be this. This is Etata Shabdaha, Napumsakalinga. Which indicates nearby. Okay, now you tell the object which is indicate far away, what is that shabda and the prathama of that? Meenakshi beginning.
Tatte tani.
Ah, very good. Tatte tani.
Tatte tani.
Tatte tani. Very good. Okay. Here, you can see one thing. This prathama, the two words are given there in the form of etat or slash etad. Both are correct. Only because of the background reason that dakara is converted into, sorry, dakara is converted to dakara. Okay. Etad and etat, both are same. Okay. Etad, ete, etani. Now, let us come to this shashti. 1 minute. Now take up this Shashti part of Yetat Shabda. What is it? Shashti part of I'm sorry. Yeah. Shashti etad shabdah. Ekavachanam will be etatya. Okay. What is the divachanam?
Etasya etayoh.
Ah, etasya etayoho etesham. Okay. So when it goes to tad shabdah, it will become
Tasya
tayoho tesham. Okay. Now Ashwin Mahodaya will take up Strilinga etad shabdaha and tad shabdaha. First you read it from the screen. Strilinga.
Okay. So this is a...
Etad shabdaha.
Okay. So dakaranta etad strilinga shabdaha. So this is etasyaha etasyoho etasham shashti. This indicates
etasyaha
etasyaha etayoho
very good, very good. Etayoho. Etayoho, the bahuvachanam will be?
Etasam.
Okay. Now you tell tad shabda.
So, dakaranta, strilinga, tad shabda, tasyaha, tayoho, tasham.
Tasam.
Tasam, shashti, shashti.
Shashti. Ekavachana, divivachana, and bahuvachana. Understood?
Yes.
Okay. That was your Sri Linga. Napumsaka Linga. Who will explain? Who wants to take Malabhat Mahodaya?
Napumsaka, Tatshabdaha, Napumsaka Linga, Shashti, Etasya, Bahuvachanam, Etesham.
Okay, what is the divachanam?
Etayoho. Is the etayoho divachanam? Etesham bahuvachanam.
Uttama. But what was the title you used?
Tad shabdaha napumsakalinga sarvanam.
So you used the title tad shabdaha and told etad shabdaha.
Oh.
So now you tell the tad shabda. Shashti, only Shashti.
Yeah. Tasya tayoho tesham.
Uttama. Atti uttama. Uttamani prayatna. Understood? So, only thing the difference is difference between tad and etad is tad with in all the three linga it is used for indicating the far away and etad means which is used for the nearby object whether it is pullinga strilinga or napumsakalinga understood is it clear okay see using this etat shabda table I have taken the below this one same the tad shabda safataute prathama shashti is tasya tabhyam sorry tasya tayoho tesham pullinge strilinge satetaha tasyah tayoho tasam shashti okay napumsakalinge tad tetani tasya tayoho tesham one thing you can observe between pullinga and napumsakalinga shabdaha all you all see the say take up the I'm sorry finding it very difficult to shout talk okay you can see the akaranta pullinga shabdaha and the napumsak linga shabdaha say for example rama shabda take up this table rama shabdaha read the prathama and dvitiya okay both the side padmaja bagini
akaranta pullinga rama shabdaha ramah ramau ramah prathama ramam ramau raman dvitiya
wait now read the napumsakalinga shabda vana shabda
vana akaranta napumsakalinga vana shabda vanam vane vanani prathama vanam vane vanani dvitiya
now come to rama shabda from tritiya you read it
रामेण रामाभ्यां रामैः तृतीय
नौ यु रीड् दि वन दिस् वन् नपुंसकलिङ्ग सैड्
वनेन वनाभ्यां वनैः तृतीय
चतुर्थी
रामाय रामाभ्यां रामेभ्यः चतुर्थी वनाय वनाभ्यां वनेभ्यः चतुर्थी रामात् रामाभ्यां रामेभ्यः वनात् वनाभ्यां वनेभ्यः पञ्चमी रामस्य रामयोः रामाणां वनस्य वनयोः वनानां षष्ठी रामे रामयोः रामेषु वने वनयोः वनेषु सप्तमी हे राम हे रामौ हे रामाः हे वन हे वने हे वनानि सम्बोधन
yes.
सम्बोधना
What did you observe in this reading? Meena Mohan Begini?
Yes, sir.
Louder. You couldn't observe anything? Okay, Ashwin Mahodaya.
So, since both are akaranta endings, they are very similar, of course, across
yes,
all.
Yes, very good. Very good answer. I'm asking about the observation. See, from Tritiya. Who is that talking in between? Want to tell something? Please raise your hand. Don't talk in between. Please. My continuity goes away. And I'm not well also. you yourself can see me, no? Okay? No problem. See, the Prathama and Dvitiya will differ in Akaranta Pullinga Shabdaha and Akaranta Napumsakalinga Shabdaha. Ramah Ramau Ramaha, Ramam Ramau Ramanam. Okay? In Napumsakalinga Shabdaha, Vanam Vane Vanani, Vanam Vane Vanani. With both are similar. That is, Prathama and Dvitiya of Napumsakalinga is similar. Prathama and Dvitiya from Akaranta to Napumsakalinga Shabdaha, sorry, Akaranta Pullinga to Akaranta Napumsakalinga Shabdaha, this will vary. But see from Tritiya onwards, रामेण रामाभ्यां रामैः तृतीया कम् टु नौ वन् अकारान्त नपुंसकलिङ्गशब्दः वनेन वनाभ्यां वनैः हियर् इन् पुल्लिङ्ग इट् इस् रामेण रामाभ्यां रामैः ओके इन् नपुंसकलिङ्ग इट् इस् वनेन वनाभ्यां वनैः चतुर्थी वनाय सोरि रामाय रामाभ्यां रामेभ्यः हियर् वनाय वनाभ्यां वनेभ्यः पञ्चमी रामात् रामाभ्यां रामेभ्यः वनात् वनाभ्यां वनेभ्यः षष्ठी रामस्य रामयोः रामाणां वनस्य वनयोः वनानां रामे रामयोः रामेषु षष्ठी वने वनयोः वनेषु सप्तमी ओके हे राम हे रामौ हे रामाः हे वने हे वन हे वने हे वनानि सम्बोधनप्रथमा सो वाट् ऐ वाण्ट् टु कन्वे यु हियर् इस् फ्रम् तृतीया टु सप्तमी
It's the same.
Akaranta Pullinga Shabdaha and Akaranta Napumsakalinga are similar, not same. Similar. Meena Mohan Magini, there is a difference between same and similar.
Okay.
Okay. It is similar. Okay. Understood. Is it okay, clear sir. To Padmasini? Is it clear to Padmasini Magini and Meenakshi Magini?
Haan, Mohde.
Okay. I was talking about aham avam vayam mam avam asman regarding dakaranta asmat shabdah trilingkeshu what is the prathama for asmat shabdah meenakshi begini
aham aham
so tell the all the vachana
aham vayam
अहम् आवां वयम्
अहम् आवां वयम्
अहम् आवां वयम् अहम् इस्मि आवाम् इस् वि टु वयम् इस् वि आल् ओके यु टेल् ए सेण्टेन्स् अहं गच्छामि आवां गच्छामः वयं सोरि आवां गच्छामः वयं गच्छामः देट् इस् ऐ गो वि टु go and we all go is the meaning of that okay one more sentence aham pashyami avam pashyavah vayam pashyamah I see we too see we all see okay that is in trilinga all the three lingas it is samanam okay it is similar I'm sorry and what is the shashti of aham I mean asmat shabdah forget about that single letter main let us take only mama what is the shashti of asmat shabdah
mama avayoh asmakam
very good mama avayoh asmakam padmaja begini can you construct sentence on this mama avayoh asmakam
mama lekhani avayoh lekhan lekhan lekhani api bhavati
avayoh
avayoh lekhanyau
very good
asmakam lekhanyah
uttam uttam okay nadi nadyau nadyah that is the sample okay vidya begini talk about tvam and tava
tvam yuvam yuyam prathama tava yuvayoh ushmakam shashti
vakyam okay
tvam patham patatu yuvam patham patathah
पठताम् सिम्प्लि सिम्पल् सिम्पल् मेक् इट् सिम्पल् अदर्स् आल्सो शुड् अण्डर्स्टाण्ड्
अस्तु महोदय युवां पाठं पठतः यूयं पाठं पठन्तु षष्ठि तव पुस्तकं युवयोः पुस्तके युष्माकं पुस्तकानि.
उत्तमम्. See, whenever I ask you to construct sentences, though we know a little bit of Sanskritam, let us think that our colleagues, rather our classmates also should understand what we are. That is why make it simpler and simpler and simpler. Especially Vakyani Rachayatu. If I tell, just use only two words. Okay. What is Padam? We were learnt earlier. What is Padam? Aksharasya Samohaha Padamasti. Cluster of letters is called as word. Aksharasya Samohaha Padamasti. Vakyam Kimasti? What is the sentence?
Padasya Samohaha.
Yes. Padasya Samohaha Vakyamasti. So when two words are put in Sanskritam, it becomes a Vakyam. And that is called as Lagu Vakyam. Okay. Today, let us stop it here. Shanti Mantram Kavadati. Kavadati. I'll take up Vidya Natik beginning to tell the Shanti Mantra.
ॐ सर्वेषां स्वस्तिर्भवतु सर्वेषां शान्तिर्भवतु सर्वेषां पूर्णं भवतु सर्वे भवन्तु सुखिनः सर्वे सन्तु निरामयाः सर्वे भद्राणि पश्यन्तु मा कश्चित् दुःखभाग् भवेत् ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः हरिः ओम्
श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः गुरुब्रह्मा गुरुविष्णु गुरुदेवो महेश्वर गुरुसाक्षात् परब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः गुरवे सर्वलोकानां ऋषजे भवरोहिणां हृदये सर्वविद्यानां श्रीदक्षिणामूर्तये नमो नमः हरिः ओम् ॐ तत्सत् सर्वं कृष्णार्पणमस्तु हरि ओं हरि ओं हरि आगामि रविवासरे सप्तवादने वेदिष्यामः गृहकार्यं करोतु कुर्वन्तु